Greetings, boss. Hello, hello. It's LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense. And today what I want to do is to support you when it comes to intentionally working on your business week by week, day by day. Okay? I'm actually going to take you inside of my Sister Sense Sunday Circle, which is a weekly marketing and sales mastermind group. I would love to have you in the weekly mastermind, but before we get there, let's start here and talk about a few intentional things that you can do when it comes to your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too. Again, week by week, day by day. Okay? So, the agenda. When it comes to working in your business, making offers, making money, there are a few things that I highly recommend you do. Number one is to TP3. When I talk about the TP3 method, essentially, I am encouraging you to identify and to top priority three tasks that you know you're intentionally going to do going into the new week. I always love to say a Sunday well spent brings a week full of content. So I intentionally, on my own and with clients and customers in my community, work on my business goals and help them work on their goals too, which is why I wanted to have this conversation with you, right? So even if you're not in my actual Sunday Circle Mastermind, and by the way, if you want to be, trust me, I'm going to tell you all about how to do that in just a bit. I want you to get into the habit of intentionally working on a couple of things in your business every week, right? In particular, I like to do Sunday, okay? So what are some top priority tasks that you know you're intentionally going to work on in the next coming week? We're going to talk about that today, okay? So if you got a few minutes for me, right? Get into a quiet space, get your notebook, find a place for us to prioritize your priorities, okay? Now, before we get there, again, let me share a few other things that I actually do in my business and then I share with clients too. One of my favorite signature Sister Sense systems is always have something to S, okay? Now, when I say always have something to S, I mean, I want you to be in a space where you're proactively doing a combination of three things. You want to always have something to say, something to share, and something to sell, okay? A combination of all three, to me, is the best strategy. Let me tell you why. There are some people who all they do is sell, sell, sell because they want people to buy, right? But you can't just be salesy. You know that. You can't be sleazy. And before people will buy what you sell, they have to buy what you say, okay? So you've got to work on sharing value, building up that know, like, and trust factor so people get to know you. They get excited about what you do. Remember, write that down. Before people will buy what you sell, they have to buy what you say. So you can't just all day, every day, just kind of jump on the social media scene and sell, 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 sell. You're not going to sell well, right? And I always like to say, listen, if you're not converting, I know you're hurting. You're not going to sell as effectively as you want to if you aren't intentionally sharing value on a consistent basis. So you don't just always want to sell, but you always want to also have something to say. Okay. You want to be in a space where you are consistently having conversations. Do you have a voice? Do you know your voice? Are you in a space where you're quietly looking and lurking and always online checking out what people are doing? Or are you proactively one of the people doing things? One of those people who have something to say. Okay. And in a space where you make sure that you are proactively doing all three, on the flip side, let me say this, right? There are people who all they do is talk. All they do is talk. They always got something to say, but nothing to sell, right? On the flip side, that's not okay. Right? You can't just be constantly just putting up information or content out there. You've got to be in a space where you proactively share not just information, but irresistible offers. So there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. And when it comes to sharing, it is a combination of sharing both valuable content, but also getting clear about sharing specific offers too. So you've got things that are working for you and they're working for your customers and clients too. Again, you're sharing irresistible offers and you're sharing your best content on a consistent basis, right? You see what I'm telling you? You can't just do one. You got to do all three. Consistently have something to say, have something to share, and have something to sell. Okay? Now, when it comes to being in a space where you are consistently generating revenue, I like to focus on, for me, the top priority three, the following. Number one, making an irresistible offer on a week-by-week basis. And let me say, okay, when it comes to the word make, I think about this word in two ways. Either you can actually make an offer this week where you're actually working on your production, producing the offer, planning the offer, putting it together. Okay, so that's one way to think about make, being in a process where you're actually making an offer that you want to sell and profit from. Number one. On the flip side, making an offer means actually coming up with a promotion where your offer is done and you actually want to proactively promote and sell that offer, right? So on a week-by-week basis, you are going through different modes, right? Where you're going through maybe the creation mode of actually creating and making the actual offer, or you're in a space where you're in promotion mode, where you're actually proactively promoting that particular offer that you've made. You're making an offer to your audience on a week-by-week basis, right? And so those entrepreneurs and business owners like myself who are successfully, consistently growing their business and generating sales, a big part of it, not so secret, is just proactively selling, right? So when people come to me, right, and they say, LaShonda, I am struggling, I say, baby, you ain't selling because you ain't selling. You ain't selling because you ain't selling. I mean, proactively ask yourself, are you proactively on a week-by-week basis making offers that you produce and promote online, right? Or is it something that you struggle to do? Maybe sometimes you're launching something new, but then there are a lot of times where you're just not on the scene. You're just not being seen. You're not proactively selling the way you need to, right? And so making an offer, selling is a part of that. Always have something to S. Consistently on a week-by-week basis, making an irresistible offer that you can sell. That's number one. Number two top priority for me is to share a message with your audience, right? Sharing a message is the always have something to say, okay? And there are different people that you should be sharing messages with and different ways to share a message. And these are things that we talk about and break down inside the circle, but I want you to be in a space where you've got clarity around these three. Because this is a practical thing, okay? This is a practical practice. This is not something overly techy. This is not something overly complicated. This is not something that you need a bunch of bells and whistles to break down, okay? This is about KISS, K-I-S-S, keeping it seriously simple. You got to week by week, make an offer, share a message, and create at least one piece of content so that you've got something to share with your audience, okay? You've got something to share that's valuable to your audience. And again, the content that you can share and the audience that you focus on is going to vary week by week, maybe even day by day. Okay, but identifying who these people are and what this content is and actually carving out the time to do these things is what we do when we come together, when I work with you inside the Sunday Circle. Okay, so setting your daily profit and your project goals, setting your deadlines, getting clear about what you're going to sell, your irresistible offers, what you're going to say, the message you're going to share with your audience, what you're going to share as far as creating at least one piece of content. These are things that I want you to do, that I encourage you to do. But to be honest with you, if these are things you're struggling with, I got you. That's why I created the Sunday Circle. Again, I wanted to create a space where every quarter in 90-day increments, week by week, we have a space to check in. So these are live sessions with yours truly and a small micro mastermind with me and a few other driven, motivated entrepreneurs. We're getting on these sessions week by week. We have weekly sessions and monthly content creation and profit project sessions too. Those are the kind of things I'm doing with you. So week by week, we're checking in. Month by month, we're working on profit projects and content creation activities. These are the kind of strategies that I do for myself and I do with clients too, right? And so if you know you want to work on your profit projects, you want to work on your content creation, you want to work on consistently your marketing and sales, but you just don't feel like you do that enough or you do that the right way. You're fired up today and then the fire fizzles, you know, in some way. I want to be able to create that space of consistency for you. Okay, so before we really dig into your top priority three tasks that I want you to identify for yourself today, let's just roll back a second and think about two things. Are you consistent when it comes to making an offer, like figuring out an offer that you're going to make and share with your audience? Are you consistent with doing that on a week by week basis? That's question number one. Number two, are you consistent with sharing a message with your audience on a week by week basis, checking in some way? Okay. And again, there are different ways to have something to say and to share what you want to say with your audience. Okay. But just do you consistently share a message with your people in some way on a week by week basis? A message that, by the way, makes you money. And I think that's something that also needs to be said, right? You are an entrepreneur because you want to live in your purpose. You want to be in a space where you're helping people, right? You're being helpful. But as an entrepreneur, you also want to create an actual business that generates revenue. So when you're making messages, number one, are you sharing them consistently? But are those messages making you money? Because that is equally important too. That's something I want to ask you. Are you not only sharing messages with your audience, but are these messages making you money? That's important. That's an important part of the conversation. Last thing that I said here was, are you creating at least one piece of content on a week by week basis? That's one thing to consider. And if you are you creating content that converts? Content that converts people from just being browsers to actual followers, converting followers into subscribers, converting subscribers into customers. Do you create not just content, but content that converts? Messages that make you money, contents that convert. Convert just random people online to followers of your brand. Then convert those followers into email subscribers and convert those email subscribers into actual customers. Because it's not just about creating content, boo. It's about creating content that actually converts for you, right? So making irresistible offers that people actually want to buy, creating messages and sending those messages consistently to your audience, messages that make you money. Creating content that converts. Always have something to sell, always have something to say, always have something to share, okay? Now, I break this stuff all the way down with you inside the Sunday Circle. That's what we do, week by week. I'm committed to doing that with you if that's something that you need support around. But I found that at the end of the day, before I say, just come in and work with me, I want to give you an opportunity to do these things on your own using a strategy I call PCS, Personal Clarity Sessions. Yes, PCS. So one of the things that I do, okay, I've got many hats. I am a web designer. I'm a graphics designer. I am a techie girl with a degree in computer science from Columbia University. For well over 20 years now, I have been creating websites and helping people with their technology goals, helping them get established online, all the things, okay? And so I say that to say, in addition to simply helping people with the tech side of things, websites, graphics, things of that nature, I have been coaching and consulting and mentoring those who are looking to get clear about their next best steps, right? So I create what I call clarity session experiences for my audience, where one-on-one sessions, you come in and we talk and we strategize and we create amazing, right? Helping you get clear again about your next best steps. These are things that I do for folks because honestly, it started with me doing it for me. I intentionally, remember, I'm telling you my favorite phrase, a Sunday well spent brings a week full of content. I have my mat in my office. I love to just kind of lie on my floor, on my mat with my notebook, and I just spend, you know, either an hour or multiple hours just thinking and implementing and creating and initiating all of these great ideas, just really getting clear, asking myself the right questions, offering a space for myself to get the essential answers and move forward. So even if you don't work with me privately or within the Sunday Circle community, I wanted to give you an opportunity to figure out how you could have a PCS session with yourself. So think about this. Can you carve out at least 30 to 60 minutes to think about going into the new week, what offer you're going to make, what message you're going to share, and at least one piece of content you're going to create? Is that something that you can do? Okay. That's something that I want you to intentionally create a space around so that you can personally get clear with you about your week by week objectives. Because baby, even if you don't work with me, you need to intentionally set aside high energy, not when you're exhausted, you're distracted, when you're depleted because you've done everything else for everybody else. I need you to unapologetically set aside high energy time when you're at good energy, high energy, and you can focus and you're not distracted to get clear about the things you want to do. If you're not doing that on an intentional, weekly, consistent basis, baby, nothing's going to work for you. All the overspending, all the courses, all the coaches, none of that is going to work for you if you're not doing what you need to do, right? Nothing works but work. Nothing works but work, I'm telling you. And if you've been overspending and underperforming, that is the best indication to you that what I'm telling you is 100,000% true. You've got to consistently carve out high energy, no distractions, time blocks for you to get clear and to implement the things you want to do. So now let's do the TP3 strategy. I'm going to walk you through it. If you were to do your own personal clarity session, here is the TP3 strategy from yours truly. And hopefully you had an opportunity to download my Sunday Circle Marketing and Sales Mastermind Guide, okay? So you're gonna get a sneak peek of the things that we do inside of the Sunday Circle. It's actually a 7-step process. And the first step of the 7 is to set your weekly top priority projects. Right. And we've also already talked about a lot today. Okay. We've talked about a lot today, but there's so much more, honestly, I can break down for you. I'm going to give you the first of the 7 steps. And again, if you want to work with me for a limited time, you do have the opportunity to get inside the Sunday Circle. Okay. So make sure that's something that you do. Of course, you can always learn more about the things I want to share with you inside of the Sunday Circle over at Write This Down. SistaSense.com, that's me, SistaSense.com/ SC, which stands for Sunday Circle. Okay? So if you want to figure out how to get inside the circle and work with us consistently, the opportunity, all the things that I want you to see and learn and be able to download, by the way, the Sunday Circle Marketing and Sales Mastermind Sneak Peek Guide that I have waiting for you, all of that you can find over sizzlesense.com/SC. Okay? So let's dig into now step number 1 of 7, set your weekly top priority projects. That is the TP3 method, okay? My TP3 method. So there are lots of things that you can do. What you need to do is get clear about the most important priority tasks for you. So going into the new week, here are a couple of projects. Which ones are most important to you? I want you to pick your top three, okay? Number 1, personal projects. Number 2, product projects. Number 3, page projects. Number 4, people projects. Number 5, pieces projects. And number 6, profit projects, okay? Personal, products, pages, people, pieces, and profit. What are your goals? What are your objectives? What do you want to focus on, right? I always like to say PYP, pick your projects, FYF, find your focus, right? So let's talk about these a little bit more. Number 1, when I talk about personal projects, I basically want you to explore you just knowing that based on your current status, where you are in your life and in your business. Personally, what are some things that you just know you want to work on this week? That's personal projects, number 1, right? And by the way, inside the Sunday Circle, okay, I really help you break down and quickly decide what you want to do, number 1, and then I create a space for you to quickly decide, schedule, and get more done. Right? So when it comes to your personal projects, one of the things that people struggle with is confidence in decision making. You know, I don't know, what should I do? Where should I start? When should I do these things I want to do? Right? Getting more done, delegating, deciding, scheduling your content, your projects. These are things we do inside the Sunday Circle. Number 1. Number 2, product projects. You're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner. You need to make a product, either a new one or go back and update an old one. You need to think about what product projects you want to work on. Now, again, you're not going to do all of these things every week. I mean, unless you have like a team with you, some of these things are going to be priorities for you week by week. You're just picking your priorities. And again, the goal here is, as I walk you through these P's, picking 3 of these, any 3 that you say, okay, these are the things I want to prioritize and work on this coming week, okay? The top 3, basically, okay? So again, product projects is you figuring out what product or products with an S that you want to focus on in the coming week. And I'm going to be honest with you, there are different parts of the product project conversation for you to consider, because it's a process, right? It's a process. Some weeks you're going to be producing products. Some weeks you're going to be promoting products and everything in between. There's actually a 5-point production to promotion process that I break down inside the Sunday Circle. Okay, so there are 5 points to the process of me intentionally working on my projects when it comes to products. 2 of those points is sometimes you are focused on production, sometimes you are focused on promotion, and there are a lot of times when you're doing a few other things in between, and I break all 5 points down for you inside of the Sunday Circle. Okay, so the next thing here, like I said before, is maybe you want to focus on personal projects this week or product projects, page projects, okay? You need to be in a space where you have pages, okay? If you have products and no pages, I don't know what you're trying to do, because no pages is not going to work for you. Once you have products, you got to have pages to put the products on, right? For people to see. Pages that make you money, right? So I call those pages that pay, by the way. So just you thinking for yourself, independently of me, if you're doing a PCS, personal clarity session, are there some specific pages that you need, you know, you should be focused on this coming week? Okay. Now I have a personal set, a list of pages that pay, right? And I will share that list with you of the top five pages that pay. I would love to share my list of pages that pay with you, okay? And we'll do that inside the Sunday circle. But I want you to just, again, independent of me, just think about for yourself any particular pages that you know you need to work on. And I share what I call my CUD method, by the way. So when it comes to your pages that pay, either you're in a space where you need to see, work on what you're going to create, you focus on what you need to update, or D, designate more time to intentionally promote whatever that page is about. So you figure out what page you or pages you want to focus on this coming week and what phase of the process you need to focus on. Creation, updating, creating, updating, or designating time to promote. Okay, create, update, designate, CUD. Okay, so the next thing here, like I said, that I wanted to share was people projects, right? You have products, you have pages, you need people. If you don't have people, there's not going to be profit, right? Because you need the people to make the profit, to buy the products. So you got to think about on a week by week basis, who you want to talk to, who you want to engage, who you want to pitch to, who you want to promote to, right? Who you want following you. On a week by week basis, you should be thinking about people in your community, right? Different types of people, right? people who are in different phases of their relationship with you, okay? Because obviously, you know, there are different phases when you meet somebody for the first time versus if you've been connecting with them for a while online, right? Virtually or even in person. So one of the things that I do inside the Sunday Circle is share with you a list of five priority people that you need to be reaching out to. There are three R's that I consistently talk about: your revenue, your reach, and your routines. You want to make sure you are working on proactively generating your ideal revenue goals, right? You want to make sure that you are proactively reaching people. And in order to effectively generate revenue and reach people too, you've got to work on your routines, right? So who do you want to prioritize as far as people going into the coming week? Could be maybe a target group, or it could be specific individual people you want to reach out to going into the coming week, okay? There are five types of people that I break down for you inside of the Sunday Circle. Pieces. I know you know content is king. We all say that thing. Content is king, right? And I love to expand it when I share content is king, consistency is queen. So to be clear, when you put that content together with that consistency, baby, you collect the coin, right? You want to turn the content into cash flow. You need to know how to combine content with consistency. Content is king. Consistency is queen. And when you put them together, you collect the coin. Okay? You hear what I say? So I need you to think about if maybe in some way this week you want to focus on pieces. Creating at least one piece of content that you want to share, with that you want to put out there, right? That you want to share to people. Somewhere, everywhere, some places, all the spaces, right? Content. I teach many things. Again, I love to teach. I love to share. I don't know. I just love this thing called entrepreneurship, content creation, marketing, sales, motivation, all the stuff. It just gives me all the feels. So I'm just keeping it real. I have many challenges that I've put together to help people work on their progress, their profit, and their productivity. One of those challenges is called 100. 100. Okay. So I'm going to share it with you. On any given day, you should be able to say that you're very clear about the goals that you want to work towards. Okay. Now, there are a few different ways to work towards the 100 challenge. I'm going to share the first three P's with you. Getting to a place where you are averaging at least $100 a day, that's a great place to start. I call that the four-figure foundation. If you're trying to consistently generate revenue before you can get into six-figure sales or even five-figure focus, you need a four-figure foundation. What that means is, let's get clear, if you're averaging at least $100 a day, $100 in profit a day, okay? $100 a day over 30 days, that's 3K. And if that's an average for you, the goal is to get to a place where you can generate at least 3 to 5K on a monthly basis. That's the four-figure foundation for me. I teach that strategy going into four-figure foundation to five-figure focus to six-figure sales and beyond. Okay, that is for another day, but I just kind of wanted to share that with you. When it comes to the 100 challenge, the first thing that I want you to focus on is, are you currently there, or are you trying to get to there or get to the next level from there in a space where you're generating at least $100 in profit a day? That's P number one. P number two is being able to find a way. I always say you can find a way or find an excuse, but you cannot do both. Okay? Find a way to reach proactively at least 100 people a day, right? So you're $100 in profit, averaging that, number one, reaching at least 100 people a day, number two. I don't know if you know the concept of conversion marketing, and conversion marketing is being in a space where you focus on marketing that helps you improve the number of people you convert into actual paying customers. The average marketing, as far as conversion rate is concerned, is 2 to 5%. So if your sales page, if your marketing strategies are doing what they need to do, as people are coming through to your sales pages, the goal is to get to a space where you're converting at least 2 to 5% of those people on average. And so for me, if you're trying to figure out how to realistically, consistently generate what I call quote unquote everyday sales, work on reaching at least 100 people a day. And so you are proactively in some way, manually or through automation, driving people regularly, consistently to your pages, aka the pages that pay, right? That I want to break down for you inside the Sunday circle, right? So are you in a place where you are consistently, number one, averaging $100 a day, consistently reaching at least 100 people in some way, and then for me, number three, consistently either working on your first 100 pieces of content or your next best 100 pieces of content. Side note, by the way, there are, again, lots of things that I love to teach and also a lot of things that I do. One of the things that I love to do outside of these virtual experiences and conversations with you is to create in-person workshops. I have a series of workshops that I do on an annual basis. One of them is called the Fire Start Your Year, 3-day workshop that I do every year in January, right? And whatever quarter it may be, my 3-day workshops, one of the big parts of that is content mastery. And one of the conversations that I like to do is to walk my clients through creating content, mapping out content, especially when it comes to mapping out at least 100 pieces of content that they can confidently, consistently, quickly, because QC, quickly creating quality content is my superpower. And I try to pour it into you. Share with you things you need to do to QC, tongue-tied, quickly create quality content, specifically working on your first or your next 100 pieces of content. So intentionally, are you, even before 100, creating at least one solid piece of content that you share with your audience on a weekly basis, right? Remember, I want to break down the top five, my personal top five content types for you inside of the SissaSense Circle, okay? That's definitely something that we do, that I want to do with you. So content piece projects that you want to focus on going into the coming week. And then last but not least, profit projects, right? Being in a place where you are consistently making profit. Think about brick and mortar businesses, right? Think about multi-million dollar businesses, right? Think about multi-billion dollar businesses, six-figure businesses, solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owners. In order to effectively, consistently generate revenue, we got to crunch the numbers. Me and you. We have to say, here is the profit goal for this week. Here is the profit goal for today. Let's find a way to work towards the goals. Okay? If you are not setting your money goals, you're not reaching your money goals. And it's not something that you just set. To get the goal, you have to work on your profit and your promotions, right? So I alluded to the 100 challenge that I just shared with you, getting to a place where are you currently making or averaging at least $100 a day? That's that four-figure focus, that foundation, forgive me, okay? Getting to a place where you have at the base foundation of your business figured out on your own or with support, possibly through me, one of the people in your support team, right? How to get to that point, right? Or have you gotten to that point and now you're ready to get to five figures or even six figures? You can't just jump and skip go ahead, right? You got to figure out how to get to the foundation and the focus and move from there, okay? I definitely want to share with you five profit projects that work for me consistently, that I know can work for you too. And so identifying not just what profit project you want to do, but the different possible types of profit projects that can work for you, that's definitely, again, something that we do inside of the Sunday Circle. So the goal is to get into a rhythm. Success is the sum total of the small things that you do day in and day out, okay? Which means you have to figure out how to carve out time to do these small things, these little things that make a big impact for you over time. It's not just at the last minute trying to rush and figure out, oh my God, I got to figure out. No. No. Like they say, if you fail to plan, that means you plan to fail, okay? You cannot just be in a space where you are waiting and then rushing and then regretting and all the things. You have to build it up. You got to phase in your greatness. You got to do what you need to do, like Lego blocks, to build these things brick by brick until they are just working for you. Seamlessly. I'm not going to say effortlessly, because at any level, you're going to put in effort to do this thing and make it work for you. But in order for it to do what it needs to do, you have to be able to consistently work on the little things to get to the big things, right? The big eyes. You want to be in a space where you've got impact, influence, and your desired income, right? Week by week, working on personal projects, product projects, page projects, people projects, pieces projects, and profit projects too. Going into the new week, what do you want to do? Again, independent of me, you can use the sneak peek free Sunday Circle Marketing and Sales Guide and just start mapping out this stuff for you. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you want me to help you quickly decide, schedule, and get more done, If you want me to share the product production and promotion process, the 5-point breakdown, if you want me to share my list of top 5 pages that pay, top priority people you should be connecting with and engaging with every day, top 5 content types that can help convert you and grow you and share your business brand online, profit projects that can work for you when it comes to working towards your daily goals, your everyday sales goals. If you want me to share these things with you, then I encourage you to not only work through your marketing and sales free mastermind guide, but meet me inside the Sister Sense Sunday Circle. Remember, when you go to write this down, sistersense.com/SC, you'll see the opportunity to work with me in this micro mastermind community. And when I say micro, it is an intimate circle of a few entrepreneurs who are driven and motivated like you to finally start working on your consistency when it comes to money, marketing, and sales. People who are like you, who are ready to proactively set and work towards your business growth goals on a weekly basis. People who, like you, are ready to set aside high energy, undistracted time blocks to get more done. Because I know you. I know that you want to get better at publishing your best products, get better at creating content consistently, get better at promoting offers, not just any offers, but your offers, so that you can consistently generate sales, live in your purpose, do the things that you want to do. I know you want to be in a space where you get better at creating your best business life and self too. You want to get better at growing and being the you that you want to be. That's why I created this community, right? So that I can help you get help with your online business, with your focus, with your challenges, with your goals. I want to see you where you want to be, right? And in order to do that, we've got to work on your consistency. So meet me. Meet me inside the Sunday Circle community, right? Again, so that week by week, we can do the things that you need to do. Like I said before, you can find a way or find an excuse, but you cannot do both. Baby, there are two types of AT people in this world. There are active talkers and there are action takers. Who do you want to be? Do you want to keep talking about what you want to do and how you could do it like they do it, or that should have been you? Do you want to be one of those people who are just constantly actively talking about they wanted what they want to do, what they're going to do, what they should have did? Or are you going to be a part of the 1% community actually taking action, doing the things that you need to do so you can see not just the revenue, but you can see the you that you want to be? It's not just about the revenue. See, one of my strategies that I teach is how to grow, G-R-O. It's a multifaceted Sister Sense acronym. For me, when I say G-R-O, I mean grow, as far as everybody wants to know how to G-R-O, get rich online. Now, let me say this. When I say rich, okay, I don't just mean monetarily. I mean being able to live a rich lifestyle, which means getting to your definition of success. Yes, being in a place where you can progress to where you are living what you define as a rich lifestyle, having the freedom and the flexibility to do what you want for who you want, when you want. That to me is what it means to be rich. Rich is just not monetary, because there are a lot of rich people who are just not happy. There are a lot of rich people who are poor when it comes to being in a space where they've got the right vibrations, they've got the right people, they've got the right purpose, they just aren't where they need to be holistically. So again, for me, GRO, to get rich online, is not just monetarily, it's about you being able to live a rich lifestyle that works for you, for your family too, right? But in order to GRO grow, getting rich online means you have to GRO generate revenue online, real revenue online. If you can make a dollar, you can make $100. If you can make $100, you can make $1,000. If you can make $1,000, you can make $1,000,000, so on and so forth. You got to get to a space where you generate revenue online. Find a way. Again, you can find a way or find an excuse. You cannot do both. Find a way to generate consistent revenue, okay? But in order for you to do that, let's peel back the onion. One more GRO. You've got to know how to work on your goals, your routines, and your offers. Woo! See, it's not just about the goals, baby, because everybody has goals. We all want to make money, honey. We all have goals. But you know, as well as I do too, that not everybody gets to live the dream. It's not just about goals. It's about your routines and your offers. In order to reach the G goals, you have to work on improving, optimizing, being consistent about your routines, mastering your craft, and putting out your best irresistible offers. So now you know, when it comes to GRO, getting rich online, I'm in a space where what I like to do is to implement, but also to share with you strategies that can help you generate revenue online and work on your goals, routines, and offers too. So like I said, if those are things you want to do, I invite you to join me inside the Sunday Circle community. And even there are opportunities to work with me privately too. A combination of the two, whatever works for you. That's what I am here to do, right? Sister Sense is all about helping you make sense of making money online. And hopefully this conversation today was right on time. If you needed to find a way to change something today, right? You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if you are going insane, if it's hurting your brain, you don't know why your fire keeps fizzling, you keep falling off track, you're trying to figure out how not to just get back, but how to maintain your momentum, hun, I think this is a solid solution for you, right? Us being able to join forces, come together, and together do what we need to do, right? To stay motivated and to be consistent too, okay? So hopefully you enjoyed this dose of direction with me, and I get to see you on the other side inside the Sunday Circle community. But of course, if you have any questions for me, feel free to either email sistersense@gmail.com, number one, or number two, when you're on the sistersense.com website, click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. Till next time, take care.